right back with you on Cutting Deeper after a bit of a 2 week hiatus. So had a bit of a 2 week break because I've been on a school camp with everyone who's in the bus right now.
Yeah!
Woo! Yeah, so I've got a co-host today, Tom.
Yo.
Tom Doe. He's one of the other fellow teachers here.
Yes, I am.
But yeah, so we've had 2 weeks down on a camp down in Warrnambool, which we'll get into in a sec. Just wanted to quickly mention as well, got some other great interviews coming up over the next 2 weeks because I've got 2 weeks of school holidays and I've planned some interviews, so it's going to be good. And yeah, looking forward to what's ahead. Sorry if I'm a little bit distracted, I'm driving. But that's also why we have some year nines and Tom to keep you engaged over the next half hour or so. So Tom, take the mic back, Tom.
Yes.
What have we been doing? What have we been doing, Tom?
So for the past 2 weeks, we've actually been doing some service down at Warrnambool, at least for the first week. The second week, we've allowed the students to work on an assignment that we've assigned them via the Learning for Life program.
Yeah, sweet. That was good. Thanks for explaining. It's been a pretty hectic week. As you can probably tell, I've lost my voice. Many people on the camp have also lost their voice. Who else lost their voice? Yusuf, stop pointing the other mic at me. I've already got a mic.
Sorry, sir. I love you, brother.
All right, Yusuf, let's just start with you.
Yes.
What have been some of the highlights that you can share with the Cutting Deeper audience?
Spending time with the boys, you know. It's good to bond, be like brothers, especially with Bredo and Tom Doe.
Yeah, so in what ways?
What ways?
Yeah, give me an example of something fun that happened.
The talent show. The prayer group, the prayer at night was pretty good. It felt good. For some reason, it felt touching. Doing it with the boys.
Yeah, so just explain our sleeping arrangements and what life was like going to bed at night time.
So all the girls got cabins, of course, and the boys had to sleep in one big hall together. And, you know, we were all angry at first, but it was kind of good because, like, it was fun and all. We all had fun. We all messed around. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, nice. So it was a pretty fun experience then for you?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Why are you putting the mic back at him?
Yusuf, I don't think you understand. I have my own mic here.
Oh, you have your own mic. Yeah. I didn't know that, bro. I didn't know. I thought you had no mic. All right.
Sorry, I should have made that clear.
Yusuf, one more strike and you're going home,
right? I'm already going home.
One more strike and you're going
over watching. Alright, Luigi, what do you want to say?
What do you want me to say?
Yeah. Oh, whatever you want to.
So basically...
Give us some highlights.
Yeah, basically some highlights was like getting there. I was a little bit skeptical at first because like it was just one big old hall. And there was like, it was really old and real dusty. But as time went on, us boys really got to bond together. And not just the students, we got to know the teachers as our people instead of, like, you know, teachers.
Like losers.
Yeah, nice.
And we got to know them. Like Tom Doe, you know, I got to hang out with him. He took me for a walk as well and, like, it was really nice.
He took you for a walk, did he?
Hey, no, not alone.
Yeah, not alone, of course, because that's not allowed. But, like, we went for a walk. And with some other students as well, because we were there enjoying the nature and enjoying our surroundings. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I feel like that we really changed the lives of the Warrnambool citizens. And it really shaped my life and Luigi. And I reckon all the other students as well.
Yeah, really? You reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Sweet. All right, any of the ladies, do we have anything you want to add?
They're a bit nervous, but... Leticia.
Yeah, no, we have some.
Leticia?
We have Leticia.
The Warrnambool experience, it was good. Like, helping others was really nice to give back to people and bonding with all the students. The party was okay. It was good.
The party was okay.
What?
Elaborate.
Well, what?
Elaborate on the party.
The party was like, you had allocated seats and you had to like know other people, like, you know, bond and stuff like that.
Yeah, so was it a good experience to sit with people that you don't talk to?
I talked to everyone at my table because I already knew them.
So. Oh, okay. That's pretty good then.
My cabin was something special.
Something special.
It was good knowing everyone because we had the Mernda girls, so they were okay.
Yeah,
the
Mernda
boys were.
Our school is split into two campuses, and we don't often do things together, but we do our camps together. So there was a bit of a divide in between the two schools sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
So it was positive, Leticia, like the divide between the two schools?
Yeah, it was good. The Mernda girls, like, they were great.
Yeah, sweet.
Next question, sir.
All right. How about we give it back to Tom? Tom. All right, Tom. So,
yep.
What is your role at the school that we work at?
I am currently employed as the outdoor education trainee.
Yeah. Sounds so official.
Yep, it is
official. So basically, what does that mean? You get to go on a lot of camps.
Yep.
Like me, I go on a load of camps. So we spend a lot of time together.
Yes, we do. So essentially, I do go on every single camp that Gilson has to offer. And my role is to just assist where I find that it's needed. That's it, essentially.
Yep. So this camp was it different to the others?
Yeah, so apart from year 7 camp and the final year 12 camp, this is actually the only camp where students actually get to spend time in actual cabins. All the other camps are out bushwalking, so that's
where... Oh, really? So there's only those two camps?
Yeah, so...
Three camps?
Yep, year 7, year 12.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And then, so it's actually really awesome to spend time because... Honestly, when you first come in year 7, you don't really interact with everyone as much as you really should because everyone's still getting to know each other.
Yep.
And in year 12, it's almost like final goodbyes. So in year 9 is that sweet spot where all the students really have gotten time to know each other as well as have a lot more memories to create with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're in a pretty unique situation as well because you went to Gilson.
Yeah, I graduated from Gilson in 2017, and as soon as I...
So last year?
Yep, last year, and as soon as I graduated, I got a job offer as the outdoor recreation trainee, which will hopefully be upgraded to the outdoor recreation instructor next year, but I really do love my job and enjoy it.
Yeah, sweet. So it's just kind of cool because you've experienced what it's like as a student, and now you're on the other side a staff member.
Yeah, like going on all these camps is obviously like a real big throwback for me. It is a bit different doing it on this end, on this side, instead of being a student.
Yep.
But it's still really fun, and I've really had a great time with these kids.
Yep. Yeah, nice. So it's been a great experience then, eh?
Yeah.
So probably. Far.
Yeah, well, I think...
Towards the end of the year, at least, I guess.
Yeah, I believe so far, like, this is probably one of the best camps I've been on. Just great bunch of kids, great staff.
Yeah.
Just great community we're working as well. Got to know the locals. We just learned a lot about culture as well. And just, like, how everything's done around here, these parts of Australia.
Yeah, it's awesome. So one of the key focuses of this camp, as we kind of touched on before, was service. So what we end up doing, 1 week of service, 1 week of, going around the area, touring around the area, and just seeing all the cool stuff.
More educational,
I guess. Geography, all that stuff. I just want to talk a bit about service now, because it's not something that we engage too much in our day-to-day lives. But what was unique about the first week? What did we do? What are some of the things that we did?
Well,
you can pass it around if you want. We've got a few people there.
So I'll just explain it briefly real quick, and I'll let everyone else speak.
But, yeah, yeah.
So we work with the Morningshire Council, which is the council that rules over Warrnambool. And we've just, for the past week, for the first week of that 2 weeks, we've actually been planting a lot of trees. So each group around every single day would plant around 500 trees alone, that group alone. And we've had about, I believe, eight or more groups. So 500 trees per group over a period of 5 days. So I believe that's pretty awesome. But yeah, I'll let Yusuf get into that.
Well, I did clowning for the preschools.
Yes.
And it was a good experience because most of these kids have never received such entertainment before, as they live far away from Melbourne. They love me.
Because there's clowns abundant in Melbourne, isn't there?
Yeah, lots.
Clowns everywhere.
After that, I did the tree plantation and helping all the Shire councils because I'm a G. People love me. But yeah, it was good. After a few days of getting used to service, it was really easy, and it really makes you happy to see all the people that you help and how it puts a smile on their faces.
Yeah, being a bit of a positive person in the community. So as a whole, there was a group of like 100 something students, and we would split off every morning. So as Tom said, there'd be a few that went to help out at the Moyne Council. I was helping out in the Warrnambool Council. Also, we went up to this mountain, did some planting, did some weeding. So everyone kind of split, and there was a few that went to different various preschools. And as Yusuf just shared, he was a clown, so they would do clowning. What else did you guys do at the preschools?
We had face painting.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was a puppeteer, so I had to do a show for the kids.
Oh, puppeting, yep, sweet. Yep. And what else was there?
There was also ballooning.
Yep.
For the preschools again. And in terms of like the other stuff, we also had people visiting the Lindock, which the retirement facility.
Yeah, so I did that one as well. In the afternoon, we'd go to the retirement village and visit some of the elderly people there, which is pretty sweet. And what are some of the other stuff we did?
Visiting factories,
you know,
really?
industries.
Oh no, that was the second week.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, the first week was just everyone was going their own different ways, engaging in different service activities, and we'd get lunch and then we'd go in the afternoon and serve again. So honestly, all day, every day, Tuesday to Friday, was service all day. Obviously quite different to our day-to-day lives. Does anyone want to comment on whether this experience changed your perspective going forward? Like, as you move into the rest of your life, has this week changed how you see service?
Yeah, so basically, as a puppeteer, I was able to see the kids smile and laugh, and it was really fulfilling because, you know, I really enjoyed being able to see the kids enjoy what I do, and I really enjoyed what I did, so, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Everyone's getting shy.
Sorry. Yeah, the girls are a bit shy, Brando. But, you know, the boys like to perform anyways.
I think you like to perform music.
It was good seeing people surf, Gilston College surf, because we used to, not we used to, we went to towns which, like, not much people lived in, kids that never really experienced much, you know, fun, much entertainment, much, like, they've never seen a clown before in their life, so it was fun seeing them have a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know what, you know, what happens at home for those kids, and we could have made their day, could have made their lives, never know. So yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, I think. You never know how much of an impact you make when you actually just stop, take a minute and care about somebody. I really think that's something that's valuable that I'm going to take home from these 2 weeks of serving. Just that small act of literally, for some of the activities, we were just planting seeds. And a little seed that's planted can turn into a tree. And it was cool in Warrnambool because our school's been going there for a number of years now.
15 years.
Yeah, 15 years, is it? That's crazy. So 15 years, and you can see, literally, you can see the trees that have been planted by Gilson students 10 years ago, which is pretty cool. You can see the impact that our school has made on the community and the legacy that we have there. Something really beneficial, I think. But it's just a reminder that just our small acts can make a profound difference in a community or individual's lives.
Would you like to add anything, Tom?
No, I believe you covered all the bases. Good on you, Yusuf. 10 out of 10, mate.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, well, yeah. So week two, what did we do?
We visited, industries, factories, cheese factories, ice cream factories, see how... Yeah, I said factories, relax. I said that. All right. We visited various factories that involve food, how the business works, how sustainability works within a business.
Yeah, give us some examples. Well,
some
what are factories?
Like,
tell me some stories. What happened?
We visited an ice cream shop.
Yeah.
They taught us how they get the milk, how they transport it, how they make the ice cream, how much electricity they use, how they have solar panels on their buildings to be sustainable, all that stuff, and how, yeah, that's it. And then we visited our beaches to see their geography or something like that, like the 12 Apostles, Lockhart Gorge, beautiful places, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sweet. Is anyone a cheese fan now?
Yes.
Kinda. They had this real strong blue cheese at one of the factories. Did anyone try it?
Yes. It was like tasting pure bitter. It was just...
It tasted like what?
Like, I tasted like 0.5 centimetres of it, and it was just... I couldn't help myself. Oh. I thought it'd be good, but it wasn't. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Disgusting.
You know, that lady looked at me like I was the dumbest person ever. But I grabbed like the biggest piece. I held it in my hand. I was holding it. And she looked at me and was like, "You're going to regret that." She just walked away.
In that deep voice.
Yeah. And she was like looking, like as she was walking around handing it, she would stare back at me. I was waiting for one of the other students to get it so I could try it with them. But then, honestly, it wasn't even that bad. I think what you got were like only mold. You didn't get any cheese,
Yusuf.
You probably got only the
mold,
no cheese.
Yeah, probably, I don't know.
Yeah. She was a savage, though.
Bredo.
Yeah?
Over the past few years of this camp, how do you think it's changed your life?
Past few years?
This is your second year.
Wait, we
talked about this an hour ago, Yusuf.
I'm sorry. Do you think this is the best year so far?
It's been 2 years.
Yes or no?
Well, I don't know. They've both been different. Are you meaning the students? Is that what you're trying to ask?
Maybe, yes. I am.
Nah, you're both good in your own ways. You're both different. Both year levels.
Bredo.
I know there's both year levels listening to this, probably.
Bredo. Remember the talent show?
Yeah.
Do you think the boys should have won that show?
No.
I don't know. If you give your rendition of the song, just a quick one.
Me and the boys go to the gym. That is a sneak peek of greatness.
A sneak peek of greatness, you reckon?
One day that song will get millions of views.
That's ridiculous,
all
right?
And just so you know, all...
That song is terrible.
All the boys legitimately...
You guys should even got that high of a score. What? I think your high score was like, what, 3?
We deserved more than Mama licked the bowl.
Yeah.
What? We deserved more than Mama licked the bowl.
Yeah, that... See, this is how the talent show worked, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. If you were shy... and not confident, you'd get a higher score. But if you're confident, if you had talents, therefore you'd get a low score because you're already, you know, good at what you do.
Okay.
So that's how it worked.
You're claiming there's a big conspiracy here.
I'm claiming that it's completely rigged.
Like, wow. All right. Not even just a mild conspiricy, but it's completely
predetermined
rigged.
The winners.
Predetermined.
Yeah.
All right. To some extent, I agree with that, but... I don't know, like, I was kind of watching from the back, and you boys shouldn't have got a 3. That was way too high.
Really?
All right, here is where I'll give you points. Firstly, you would lose points for the mention of roids, for the use of steroids in your song. That's an automatic loss of some points.
All right, but the gym and the HSP bit was pretty good, right?
Yeah, all right. You get points for energy.
Thank you.
And yes, points for diversity. Because you had a number of different boys in your group, which was good to see.
We like to be
from multiple,
you know,
groups.
We like to be in a brotherhood, you know? Like,
yeah,
to be,
yeah,
united.
Yeah, no, I know, I appreciated that. There was some good diversity.
Yeah, well, why didn't you give us a high score then?
I wasn't a judge to start with.
Well, you should have.
You didn't include everyone.
Yeah, but well, some of them lost their voices.
No, inclusivity was good. I'll give you that. And energy. There was a lot of hype, and it was fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was absolutely sensational. Judges don't like confidence.
As far as like the song itself,
the song was pretty good.
Oh yeah, it was pretty good.
I created the song, and
I would have given you a 7.
A 7. Yep. I appreciate that. I really do.
What would you have given,
Miss
Tom?
Miss Parkins, if you're listening, you're the worst judge ever. Okay.
Oh no, none of that. You can't be singling people out here.
Miss, learn how to judge.
All right, Tom, what would your score have been?
Honest, if I was honest, okay, 2 microphones, okay. If I was honest, I reckon I would have given you...
Don't talk to boys.
An 8.
Oh, 8?
An 8.
Oh, you were just dissing them.
Yeah, I know, I was dissing them, but then I saw Yusuf's face and, like, he was going to cry, so I gave him an 8.
I never cry.
You never cry?
Tom.
Yeah, what?
Do you think you portrayed a significant role in this camp?
I don't know, Yusuf. You tell me. I think you can answer that better than I can.
I think you did, you know?
Yep.
You did all the grunt work, the dirty work. All the work for the boys and the girls.
Yeah.
You know? Your relationship with the boys it means a lot to us.
Wow, that really touches my heart, Yusuf.
It touches my heart too, bro.
Did you guys enjoy having me on this camp?
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah? Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I loved when you were walking around, making sure all the boys were sleeping, you know? with his Terminator light. He had a red dot on his forehead. It was scary, bro. He used to scare me. He scared me all the time.
Yeah, I popped over the cabin. Do you know how, like, the walls or something?
Yeah, I saw.
I jumped over, and I was telling the boys in that corner cabin to, like, be quiet. With, like, I was shining the light under my face. It was funny as.
Oh, the best.
What an awesome camp.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, what an awesome camp. Can't believe it's over. Those 10 days went pretty quick.
I know, it went like 2 days.
Yeah.
For, like, 2 days.
Yeah. Far out. That's awesome.
Brayden, ask a question.
Yeah. It's up to Brayden to break the silence.
No, yeah, that was good. So where were we? Talent show. Yeah, no, there was some good talent there.
Such as the boys, yeah.
Do we want anyone? Does anyone else want to say anything?
Like, yeah, girls.
It's been a bit silent apart from Yusuf.
The girls are a bit shy.
They've been contributing from afar.
They're a bit shy.
Yeah. All the girls did very well on this bus. I know you all went above and beyond this camp. Actually, to be honest, as a whole, the whole Year 9 cohort, you all did very well, I thought. And there was a lot of people going above and beyond.
But you know what was the best
serving
part of the
without
camp?
Being asked. What are all we right, going to say, Yusuf? All right. You kept asking me to fill silence and now you cut me off.
Yeah, but you're asking me a boring question. You asked a question. You know the best part of the camp, sir?
Yeah.
The light show, hands down.
The light show?
Yeah.
Hands down, yeah.
How lit was that light show? I told you, Yusuf.
Oh, my God.
I told you, it was lit.
100%. It was like one of the littest shows I've been to
bro,
in my life.
When that guy's face appeared in the corner, bro, like that, that shook my world.
When the water sprung out and the TV screen went on it,
yeah,
and the thunderstorm and the chair started shaking,
yeah,
best experience of my life, hands down.
Like,
hands
it was
down.
Like an emotional rollercoaster,
man.
Dude, did you see the animations? How good were they?
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks so real.
So real.
So
like,
real.
I felt like I was there.
Exactly.
Did you see the guy's face? Like a full concentration.
Man,
yeah, you said that.
You don't understand, bro. That was Hollywood acting.
Yeah. It was actually so good.
It was so good.
Oh, and every single time that screen came down, it distracted me from everything. So good.
Exactly. Exactly. Alright, Brady, can I answer a question now?
Yeah,
ask
all right, thanks. Thanks for that.
Hi, Brady,
no, good. Light show was good. Where was I? I don't even remember.
Something boring.
No, everyone did a really good job serving. Most people went, actually pretty much everyone, went above and beyond and filled in the gaps just wherever was needed, which is like pretty much the whole point of the camp, really. And to me, any kind of like service, it just takes initiative. It just takes someone to fill in the gaps that they see without being asked. I don't know, I just, the people in my mind who I can think of who go above and beyond, they just take initiative. They just see different ways that they can help people. They just have a heart for people. And it's something that I want to strive for in my life, to be able to just see needs that need to be met and just meet them and just, and see ways that I can make other people's lives better and just meet those needs and make people happy, make people's lives better. Is that?
Brayden, would you like to talk about your preaching on Sabbath?
Not really.
Just give us a little bit of what you talked about.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about
that. All right. Well, we took the local church service at the church in Warrnambool, and I spoke for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you want to elaborate on what you spoke on? Like,
well, it's pretty much just what I said now. Service is valuable.
Okay, thank you very much, Brayden.
What I talked about was worship and how it's more than just singing songs in church. It's like living a life of caring about people and service. That's what I talked about, basically.
What do you think about the food? You reckon it was good?
Yeah, food was good.
What was your favorite meal?
Jeez. All right, I got one. I reckon the lasagna.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
That was a good one.
Lasagna. I reckon the pasta last night.
Pasta was good. Yeah. Pasta was good.
It was. The
pasta
creamy
was
pasta.
Good. Yeah, and the variety. Like, I like how they had two varieties.
And then the fried rice.
Yeah, and the fried rice. But the fried rice was a bit bland.
The garlic bread.
Sorry, Jordan.
The garlic bread was amazing.
But
yes.
Unfortunately, I chipped my tooth. Therefore, the eating wasn't very pleasant. Yeah, not very pleasant at all.
Yeah, nice.
For those who don't know, I chipped my tooth by doing chin-ups. I hit the back of my head of a monkey bar and went forward and my teeth went through my chin. And now I've got a scar and a chipped tooth. And for those that don't know, I have perfect teeth. Like, it's completely aligned. Brayden, I'm actually serious. I actually do.
Your bottom row of teeth.
No, but my bottom row is not the greatest, but my top is damn sexy, all right? And now it's not that great. Cough it out. Anyway.
It's not that bad. It's a mild chipping.
Yeah, but it, how good did it look before? How good did my teeth look before?
Well, I've never noticed your teeth, if that's what you're asking.
It looks pretty messed up now. That's all that matters.
Shut up. Shut up, Tom. Your face is messed up.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tom. I love you.
Are you sorry?
Don't give me a second strike, Tom. Don't give me a second strike. Don't give me a second strike.
I will make you sorry.
All right, Tom.
Hey, see you at school tomorrow.
All right. Wait, I'm not coming to school tomorrow.
No, this is coming.
I'll see you next term.
I'm leaving.
No, you're not. You're leaving at the end of the year.
All right, fine. Fine.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, for those that don't know.
Which, again, is everyone.
I would like to pursue a trade.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I am smart, I like hands-on work.
I'm glad you're sharing about your life story at this point, isn't it?
My life story?
Oh, no.
I was born in 2003.
Oh, stop it.
Grew up going for the Mighty Hawks.
2003, you're a fetus, dude.
What does that mean?
I said you're a fetus.
No, you're a fetus, bro.
You're a fetus. You're 2003.
What are you?
I'm 2000.
None of you know what it's like to be in the 90s.
In the what?
In the 90s.
Look at this guy. He's acting like he's like one of those 90s guy.
I am.
He's not. He's acting. He's. You don't even remember it.
Yes, I do.
All right.
I was born in 1992.
1992.
That means I was, 8 still, in the 90s.
Did you think the world?
Do you remember when you were 8?
Yes.
Exactly.
I actually don't. Well, I do not remember when I was 8. What year was 8? What year were you when you were 8 years old?
I remember my birthday cake when I was 7. I remember my birthday cake when I was 8. Because it was like a figure 8 and it was like bikes riding on the birthday cake. And I got a bike.
I got a Spider-Man one. I remember.
Yeah,
Spider-Man. It was actually lit.
You know what my one was? I got a Hawthorne jumper. Like, it was actually a Hawthorne jumper.
Ugh.
You disgust me.
Shut up, bro. That was the best cake ever.
Says who?
Says me. Says your mom.
Says my mom.
All right, joking. All right.
I respect women.
So, guys, we are... what time is it now?
2:19.
We're like 19. Half an hour from home.
Finally.
Who's ready to go home?
Yeah. Yeah, me.
Jeez, you guys don't sound excited at all.
Have
I thought I'd get
meat.
A chili.
Honestly,
it's been a vegetarian camp, so it hasn't been.
Yeah,
meat. Apart from.
For those who are Seventh-day Adventists, I don't know how you are vegetarians.
And apart from those who may or may not have somehow acquired meat. But we get to go back to our normal houses, our normal diets, our comfortable beds. We're excited.
Amen
for that.
To that. Amen to that.
Yeah, so good.
He's so good.
Thanks for the contribution.
As you know, Tom is an outdoor person. He doesn't like home.
For me, my home is the outdoors. I would rather 100% any day be hiking anywhere instead of being at home. Like, being at home is nice. It's good to have a break once in a while, but honestly, I'm only going to be at home for about probably a couple of days before I'm out for a couple of weeks of rafting. So
again,
yeah,
you're out again.
Yeah, I leave next week.
Because you're going rafting. I'm actually going rafting for two of those days. One of those days, even.
Yeah.
Same place I went to a few weeks ago. You may have heard the podcast with Chris. Yeah. Rafting. We talked about rafting on that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So I've got about 10 days of rafting up at the. The Mid-Mitter?
Again, yep, same place, Mid-Mitter, yep.
Oh no, sorry. For me, it's going to be the Mitchell. For the Mitchell, and then I'll have a day with you, and then we come back down, and then just in time for school. I believe that's right.
Yeah,
can't wait to get rafting. Oh, outdoors is awesome. I love the outdoors.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
It's my life.
Do you think the outdoors is a great place to connect with God, Tom?
Yeah, I feel like the outdoors is one of the very few places that I can connect with God properly, like, you know, and that's why I love going camping so much. One of the things is I feel like the outdoors, when I take students out, like Yusuf and Luigi here, the first camp that I've had with you guys, bonding, like everyone really bonded, you know, like on the outdoors, away from phones, games, all that kind of stuff.
Crowbars. So,
No. No. Not crowbars. Yeah, but I love hanging out with students in the outdoors, taking groups out for hiking, because I feel like it's my chance to kind of introduce them to God and for them to experience firsthand what God's creation is, instead of reading about it or going to church every Sunday. Something a little different, you know, spice up their life.
See it all in the flesh.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, obviously, like, a Sunday and a Sunday going to youth groups can only do so much before you need to go out and really experience it, you know? And I feel like this just speeds it up a bit. Experiencing God's creation in the flesh, it really does speed it up. Ready to ask a question, please?
Yeah. No, we're pretty much ready to wrap up, to be honest.
Oh, all right. No questions.
So service. Is anyone going to change anything about their lives now after this camp?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Hopefully.
Don't just say yes.
Hopefully.
Give me something. Give me something.
I'll view the world differently.
In what way?
In what way? Like how other people see it. You know, not everyone sees the world as like a happy place. Kind of. You know. You know what I mean?
What did this camp do to you?
What did this camp do to me?
Hey,
it opened my eyes, Tom.
What did you see? What did you see? What are you talking about? Why are you seeing this world not in a happy place anymore? Why is it?
I'm saying that people don't enjoy the stuff that I get to enjoy.
Ah, okay. I was just like, what happened to you this camp, dude? Like, did you want to talk about it?
Alright, did anyone else want to add anything?
Yeah, girls, add something.
Well, Luigi even, Leticia, again.
Alright, so yeah, like Yusuf, it really did change my perspective on the world, and like, yeah, now I get to realize that not people are as happy as me and like as happy with their life. So yeah, you just really got to cheer people up sometimes and provide a service to them, because like, yeah, it might really change the way that they live.
Yeah, sweet, that's good. Another thing for me is I haven't told you guys this, but I wasn't technically data free. I told everyone, like, what are you doing?
He's opened up a Bundaberg.
Goodness, how did you even get that? Okay, the other week on my podcast, I mentioned I was going to do 2 weeks without data. Didn't technically do that because I needed Google Maps to get around. But I turned off Insta, Facebook, Snapchat, all those things. And I've been away from that for 2 weeks, which has been like kind of good. I've really enjoyed it. And I believe you went data free as well, Tom.
Yeah, I didn't touch my phone for the solid.
That's definitely a lie. I saw you touch your phone.
Yeah, no, like I gotta like, you know, hold it.
You gotta play Holio.
Yeah, what? I play Holio.
Okay, there you go. So you lied.
Stop. You're exposing me. But. Yeah, so just for the first week, and I kept my phone on airplane mode.
Yeah.
For the first week and a bit. And then for just these past couple of days, we needed Google Maps to get around because I was doing errands with another teacher on the camp. So, yeah.
So you went back to social media?
Nah. Social media is deleted off my phone.
Yeah, me too. I deleted the apps, which I'll probably download again tonight, but...
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, it feels kind of refreshing without it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've been not so tied to my phone, you know, like, instead of, like, initially for the first week, I would hold my phone and I'll try to, like, kind of check my social media, but there's no data, so it would just be like, well, I'll keep refreshing. But then after I deleted it, like, the habit kind of slowly died within that week, so now I can pretty much just live without my phone and it feels a lot better.
Yeah, that's good. For me, it was just like pretty much a detox, I'd say. Like, I intentionally took 2 weeks away to avoid all those social media channels and just, I don't know, just be refreshed, restored and all of that, start again kind of thing. And then hopefully now I can like I've got a bigger perspective on what's important, because it gets to a point where you just watch looking at it every single day. I know all you guys didn't have your phones on this camp. How was that? Was ruin your lives?
No, not really. It was very hard not having my phone, like, at first, because, you know, you spend your time on your phone, on social media. But, like, once you get used to it, it's very easy to resist the temptation, because, you know, you're out there doing other things, and it's refreshing, you know? Yeah.
It's sweet.
About the phone, I don't have a phone. My mum would not allow me to purchase a phone.
That's good.
Because, yeah, for various reasons, such as social media, bullying, cyberbullying, Tom Doe. Can't have him on social media, you know?
Can't have him on social media. That's your loss. That's an actual loss.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's good.
Add me on Insta, right, Tom?
Huh?
Add me on Insta.
Add you on Insta? Yeah.
He doesn't have
it. I got an iPad.
You got an iPad?
Oh, I'm new.
You're cheating the system. You're cheating the system. It's like pretty much the same
thing. So you are on social media?
Yeah.
Okay, but you just don't have a phone.
Follow me at UE underscore Sally.
No.
Follow me at top.do.
And follow me at
Tom.do.
No, alright. You can follow all those people if you want.
Do02.
All right. Follow me back.
No, we all learned some good stuff on this camp, I think. Hopefully we can all apply this to our lives and not lose any of this stuff. That's pretty much us for today. Didn't want to quickly say anything to the listeners.
I love you. You guys are amazing that you listen to Bredo speak.
Yeah, actually.
Sometimes it's kind of hard, but you know. It's good that you do it.
Dude, the city's right there. You can see it.
Oh, beautiful city.
We're just pulling back into Melbourne. We're actually quite close. So we're all pretty excited, G'd up to get home. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. As Yusuf just said, I actually am stoked that people listen to this. So I really appreciate all of your support, every one of you. Really, really value and appreciate it.
Bredo needs friends.
I've got plenty of friends.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that, Brady.
All right.
I love you guys. Peace.
Shop
at Brady _shop. Something like that.
What? No.
Logan Paulson.
Buy Brady, man.
Brady Maverick,
man. You don't get to sign off, Yusuf. It's me. I'm signing off. Thanks for listening. See ya. Bye.
I love you. Is that it?